are you aware that there may be money of yours or a family member that's sitting there in the hands of your state or the federal government, and you don't know it's there, and it's just sitting there where you could use it in your life? So here's the story. If you've ever had an FHA home loan, part of what you do when you get that loan is you pay a fee that when you're done with that loan, you sell the home, refinance, or whatever, many of the loans, you're due a refund of part of the fees you have paid. But when people sell a home, they don't leave an easy forwarding address. They're not even aware that at HUD.gov, you can see if there's money hanging out for you. For many different reasons, your state could end up with money of yours from an old savings account or a bank account or an insurance policy, a deposit somewhere. It could be so many different things that money could end up in the hands of a state you live in or a state you have lived in. But it's a game of hide and seek. In fact, in the midst of the Great Recession, a small number of states made it hard for you to find the money they have of yours. But 40-some-odd states have a database, a central database. It's free to use, called missingmoney.com. The more unusual your last name, the easier it is for you to find if there's any money hanging out there for you. And so going to Missing Money, you can see a map of the United States, and you can see whether or not your state is a participant. And the states that do not participate are, what's wrong with the West Coast? California, Oregon, and Washington. Hawaii, Wyoming, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Connecticut, and Delaware. Everybody else is in the system. I mean, it's best just to name the ones that aren't. So you can go, if you have lived in any of the states I did not mention, or live today in a state I did not mention, go to missingmoney.com. And you're able to search and see if there's any money hanging out for you. So what you do is you just put in your last name. If it's unusual, only put in your last name and then put in your state of residence. If your last name is a very common one, then you got to get to the first name. And if you have a name like Smith or Jones or Wilson or something like that, good luck finding your money in the database because, well, there are so many people who have that last name and it gets hard to search. But anyway, I remember last time I looked, I found one of my brothers with missing money. And I don't know if he ever followed through, and I never got my cut if he did follow through. But there's another thing that has popped up recently, and that is a real surprise. Credit Karma has decided to offer their database that they are adding states steadily to. They're not up to as many as missingmoney.com, but they do another additional step for you if you are a missing money person. They will alert you if you are registered with them and you use their unclaimed money database. They will send you an alert if at a later date you pop up as being owed money by one of these state databases that are participating in their database. And if I did not mention, I should have, missingmoney.com is completely free. No games, no gimmicks. Credit Karma, completely free. No games, no gimmicks. And if you pop up as having money on one of these, there's a fairly simple procedure. Each state has their own different one. There's a fairly simple procedure for you to get that money. And remember, the FHA loan thing. If you ever had an FHA home loan, go check the database at HUD and see if they've got money for you. If you live in one of the states I mentioned that is not part of these databases, you have to go to their own database and deal with their customer unfriendly procedures to connect you with your money, because the state wants to hold on to it. And shame on the states that want to hold on to the money instead of reuniting it with their citizens. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.